So this is a similar example from Stanford, and it has, instead of the, remember we had this, in that previous one we only allowed two colors for the background. Here they've carefully made up a set of radio buttons allowing you to set any color. So when you click on the radio button for coral, up comes coral up there for the background of this particular frame. And there's dark gray and so on, and you know, whatever your favorite color is. And so this type of page, which there's actually several examples of, are quite useful for getting previews. You know, these are sort of design your page to make it look prettier. So you can, like here, so here we were changing the background color. If we did this, we changed the text color, and we would notice that a pale green background followed by a papaya whip text color doesn't make it terribly visible, and so we would presumably change it to some other color which would be more visible. And then presumably if you go to EPA or IST or somehow, they would tell you about aesthetics, about whether green and red looks good, and you would then be able to find out what's good. Computer science, as far as I know, doesn't study aesthetics, so I do not know whether that's a good color coordination. Anyway, so that's the type of thing you can do.